Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I begin today by saying I hope you and your family and friends enjoyed your 4th of July holiday. If you listen to this the week after the 4th, I have to tell you, I am at the beach with family. So I have the privilege of drinking my morning cup as I sit on or walk along the beach. Thank you, Lord. Now, on a different note, Exodus 22:21. Do not mistreat or oppress a foreigner, for you were foreigners in Egypt. Recently, a friend who grew up in another country came to Atlanta to prepare a home she owned for buyers to move into. It turned out to be a major task of moving some things to her house in another state and then selling and donating other items, all in a very short timetable. Initially, she was to stay with us for 2 to 3 days after the house was empty, but before the closing day. But as life would have it, the situation became complicated, and the 2 to 3 days turned into a month. My friend is a lovely person and not at all imposing. But let's be honest, a month with another adult in your home is a challenge. At first, as I realized this would be a long stay, I wondered and asked the Lord, what is it I am to learn from this experience? After all, Lord, 2 or 3 days is one thing. A whole month is something different. You must have a reason, a plan, a purpose for me in this, a plan for her. But for the life of me, I don't know what it is. Let's not carry this hospitality thing to the extreme. Hospitality. What do you have to say about that, Lord? It turns out his word says quite a bit, but the verse that shouted at me was Exodus 22:21. Do not mistreat or oppress a foreigner, for you were foreigners in Egypt. Foreigners. My friend, although an American citizen, grew up in a very different part of the world. She brought with her a different language, different culture, different appearance. But the truth is, we all are foreigners on some level. We have most likely experienced a sense of being a foreigner. If you have ever been the new kid in school, or the new neighbor from a different part of the country, or a big city person moving into a small town, or the new hire at the office, if the situation is further complicated by coming from a different culture, different language, different color, religion, and on, then you have felt the aloneness and the hopefulness that someone will acknowledge you, accept you, befriend you, show you kindness. Long ago in my college dating years, I met a young man from Buffalo, New York. Having grown up in a very small town in South Georgia, that was really cool. But the incident in the short relationship that stands out in my mind had to do with different culture, different language, different life experience. This is where language, in this case accent, and life experience, Northeast City and South Georgia small town, meet. He asked me out to a choral performance at the college. Choral. I'm not sure what he said, but I heard chorale. The first thing that came to my mind was clothes. What should I wear? Jeans? Boots? I asked. Before you scratch your head, please remember I was from a small Georgia town. The only singing group we had was the church choir. The only chorale I knew about was the one you put horses or cows in on a farm or at a rodeo. I honestly don't remember what his verbal response was, but the expression on his face clearly said, "You are a dumb Southerner." I laugh now, but at the time I was so embarrassed. As I recall, we never went to the choral performance. Finding yourself as the outsider in a situation is difficult at best. In the experience with my friend, I have found myself realizing that I have preconceived notions about people different from me. This time that George and I shared with my friend has resulted in great conversations about different cultures. We gained insight into her way of life, language, food, priorities, values, and she ours. Because every aspect of our lives is so different, I have realized how very, very important it is to take time to learn and get to know people. Suddenly, actions we judge as inappropriate or wrong or strange make sense and are reasonable when we consider background, culture, life experience. Sadly, I am afraid we here, and perhaps so many places in the world, have become so closed to others, we assume we are right, and any approach different from ours does not measure up. As it turns out, this extended, unexpected visit, as all things God plans for us, has turned out to be a blessing. My friend has learned a lot about American culture and the regular, everyday, middle-class citizen, and we have learned a great deal about a very different way of life. But more important, I have learned how much all of us human beings tend to make assumptions about those who do not fit nicely into our personal, comfortable life experience. God's intention in chapter 21 and 22 of Exodus was to provide real-life examples that would help the Israelites and us today to understand how He wants us to live our lives for the good and happiness of others as well as ourselves. Do not mistreat or oppress a foreigner, for you were foreigners in Egypt. If I were to put this verse in the context of our individual lives, it would be, love the foreigner in your life as you want to be loved. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we in this world seem to forget that we are all the same as your children. On this earth, there are so many different histories, different ways of life, and so much good we can learn from each other. Until we take time to learn and listen and share, we are all foreigners to each other. Whether country to country, city to city, neighbor to neighbor, when we give ourselves a chance to know and respect each other, we become friends. Help us to embrace our differences and love like you love. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.